WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, we're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss. Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
This is the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by GirlWork.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rock, and joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Sup? What?
Nothing. You caught me off guard with that, that's all.
Well, you know, gotta keep you on your toes.
Gotta keep me on my toes.
Because, well, the ladies tonight, y'all, we're keeping the boys on their toes.
And that's where we begin here on the Raw Post Show. Sasha Banks opened up the show and basically had a challenge. Yes, Charlotte gets her rematch at Hell in a Cell, but why not put it in the cell?
I'm 100% on board with this. 110% on board. Do the thing, ladies. Do the damn thing. Show those boys how it's done.
So Sasha lays out the challenge. Charlotte comes out, interrupted by Rusev. Rusev said no one cares about your stupid women's revolution or that you main event at Raw. Rusev sees the main event wherever he goes. And then Charlotte takes the mic away from Rusev.
Yeah, Charlotte did not like that. She did not like that at all.
Charlotte said her title might be around Sasha's waist, but then talked about who the hell Rusev thinks he is, says no one disrespects the queen. And she agrees to Hell in a Cell. Rusev took the mic back, said he wasn't finished. Rusev said it's his ring and what he says goes. Sasha knocked the mic out of his hands and threw it down. Lana called Charlotte and Sasha, said they need to know their place, said they whine like little girls and that Hell in a Cell is made for real men like Rusev. And then Lana gets shoved down by Sasha and Charlotte, and then a double drop kick to Rusev, knocking him out of the ring. Rusev's all mad, and he takes off his shirt, and he gets back in the ring. And I'm sitting here, ladies, kick his ass. Do it. Do the thing.
Sasha and Charlotte could take him.
They could. They really could. Instead, Roman Reigns comes out all scary and brute and runs off Rusev.
They had this well in hand, Roman, that you didn't need to come out and help. I mean, you're welcome to stand there and look pretty, but the ladies had this.
Like, he added nothing to it.
He added pretty to it.
Did he?
His entrance.
Okay, they added his pretty entrance. But he really didn't add anything to the segment. Yes, I know it's the mixed tag later. I get this. But I was more intrigued by the women standing up to Rusev. That's just me.
I was more intrigued by the women telling Rusev where he could stick his manly ways.
Well, yeah. Well, that's still standing up to Rusev.
I mean, that was just like, oh no, no no, this is our time, you are not taking our time, nobody invited you, leave. And then they were just having none of Lana's crap. None of it. It was like, nope, nope, we're not doing this, we are not doing this thing, nope.
And then they had the match later, the match was good. Charlotte tapped out to Sasha Banks for the second time.
Points!
Stupid points. But I thought they had a good match.
I thought they had a fine match. And the only thing I didn't like was that Charlotte was on Rusev's team. It's like, why isn't it Sasha versus Charlotte against, or Sasha and Charlotte against Rusev?
Right. We had a Charlotte-Lana confrontation backstage. you know, it was sort of setting the stage for maybe something down the line between two. Who knows? But I dug the interaction with when the women got involved with the men. It was interesting. It was different. I don't need to see them fight each other, but the interaction is good, especially when the women can stand up to the men sometimes. It's different.
They were having none of Rusev's stuff. They united under that common cause. Like, you know what? Yeah, we don't like each other, but we don't like you even more. So we're going to team up and kick your butt. Just saying.
Because it made them seem as bigger stars than they already are just by standing up to Rusev. And that's where you want them. You want them on a higher platform. You know?
Yep.
Because you have Stephanie and she always talks down to people, but it's like, you need the other girls to have that same fire. And I thought tonight, Sasha and Charlotte had it. And they didn't need Roman.
Agreed. Yeah, Roman, I understand why Roman was there. But Roman did not need to be there. They had that well in hand.
Now, we just ran down one match. Time to run down some more. Cesaro and Kofi Kingston. Kofi screwed up. He did a springboard that just sort of fell into the ring on live TV. He ended up winning the match, but as Sheamus was busy on Facebook Live.
Yeah, we need to talk about what really happened in this match. Sheamus got on Facebook Live.
And ignored the match.
Well, he started to ignore it, and then he sat there on Facebook Live, eating popcorn, drinking soda, and cheering on Cesaro. It was hilarious.
Oh, there you go. But Kofi won with a roll-up.
And side note, Big E has a crush on Cesaro.
Side note, no one should ever eat Bootios out of Big E's trunks. That was kind of gross. Just saying.
It's a thing.
Bayley beat Cammy Fields. Bayley needs better opponents.
Yeah, I have a feeling I know where this is going, where they're taking Bayley towards eventually Nia Jax.
Which I said should be a plan. It should be. That should be the thing.
It should be the thing, but it looks like she's going to play with Dana Brooke along the way.
Dana's up first because Dana Brooke attacked Bayley after the match when she was celebrating with the wacky inflatable arm men.
And they had a sad after she got taken out.
They did. Byron Saxton again. We need a petition to stop Byron Saxton saying from wacky inflatable tube men because he makes it sound so lame.
Tom Phillips is there. Just go get Tom Phillips. Okay? Just somebody. When Bailey's gonna come out, you just pre-record Tom Phillips saying wacky inflatable flailing tube men or whatever it is, and you're good.
Yeah. Lince Dorado and new cruiserweight Sin Cara defeated Tony Nese and Drew Gulak.
Kokai!
Why is Sin Cara cruiserweight now?
Because they don't have anything else for him.
I was good with that. Also, we should not be at the point where we're denigrating the people in the mask. That just seems lame writing and booking.
Yeah, really? Really? That's their whole gimmick? And you're just, like, ripping it apart? No.
So Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel found each other.
I'm very happy about this.
They are scheduled to take on Enzo and Cass. Enzo and Cass made their entrance and then got attacked by Gallows and Anderson. They got laid out.
I'm okay by this.
After the break, Axel and Dallas still wanted a match, and they had opponents. Sami Zayn and Neville.
Hey, look, they found Neville!
They did find Neville. Many people have rejoiced.
The Pigeon Army has been called off.
Yes, it has. Bo really stood on the apron, and Neville and Sami win. R-Truth beat Titus O'Neil because we're just stretching out time on Raw.
Because why not?
Because why not? Braun Strowman beat Steven and Clay Splash.
Okay. We need to discuss this.
First, it's a playoff of Steph Curry and Clay Thompson. Just anyway, sports reference, go.
What was up with them furry britches? I mean, really. I don't know which one was which, but the white dude had beard extensions that were braided that stuck out, kind of like Sheamus did, except his stuck straight up, and a fro. The black guy was wearing furry everything, like vest, breeches, kick pads, and the color of his hair matched the color of his gear. Which, there's nothing wrong with that. What stopped me was the furry breeches. Because for a second it's like, oh, he could be, you know, like Tyler Breeze's long-lost brother or something. And then they got down to the breeches, and I was like, no.
No. They came straight out of WWE 2K17.
They did.
Braun still wants better competition. So we'll see what happens there next week. TJ Perkins beat Daivari. Cruiserweights aren't hooking me right now. It's just dudes doing moves that everyone else does, and the other dudes do it better.
I want more interaction between the cruiserweights and the main roster, I think, right now. It's like, it's nice that they're special. It's nice that they're sort of on their own, but I'm with Rock. It's like, you know, I can only take so many matches without any sort of point. for so long, and I'm kind of already there. Like, we did the whole Cruiserweight Classic, and the whole point was to get to the end. Well, what are they fighting for? Are they all fighting for a chance at Perkins, or what?
Or we're just wasting time on Raw. Feels like we're wasting time on Raw. That's just the way it feels to me. But now I need your attention.
You do?
Ladies and gentlemen. Because his name is Paul Heyman. He was in the ring, and he told us a story about things that happened 12 years ago, how careers paralleled one another, one being Goldberg, one being Brock, and how people, every time someone gets on a roll, they all start chanting, Goldberg. Hi, Ryback. And basically, Paul Heyman turned his fantasy into reality, video game to real life, Beast versus the Myth, Icon versus Icon. Paul Heyman is authorized to come out and tell the universe of the WWE that Goldberg has been challenged to a fight. And that in Suplex City, you're not Goldberg, you're next. So Goldberg and Lesnar continues the build as Goldberg will be on Raw for the first time in 12 years next week. Here's hoping he spikes that rating.
Desperate much?
Wow. Tampa Bay Buccaneers win on a last second field goal over the Carolina Panthers.
Wow. That's a shocker.
Panthers are now, what, 1-4?
Something like that, yeah.
Man, I know this is in the rack. That's why I don't have the sounder up. But yeah, that was a thing. That was a thing.
That's a shocker.
Big time shocker. And since I mentioned it, here's the sounder. That's your score update. More Thursday on the rack, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Because football.
So, there you go on that. But then the one other big story of the night for Monday Night Raw dealt with Mick Foley and his suit.
What was that? There were some really bad fashion choices tonight, and I mean some bad fashion choices.
He is super excited about his custom-made plaid suit that he's had made for a long time.
No, Mick.
Yeah.
No, Mick. No. No.
So he was doing some sort of Hell in a Cell address, basically just confirming matches, including Rusev and Roman in Hell in a Cell, Sasha and Charlotte in Hell in a Cell, and then he makes Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins in Hell in a Cell, because it's not Hell in a Cell, it's Lockdown. Every match is in the steel cage. So they made it, I thought he was going to announce it during the main event, we'll see. But Kevin Owens was not happy about this. He doesn't want to be in Hell in a Cell. Owens says he wants to have a nice long career and not end up like a washed up general manager like Mick Foley. Says he's better than that because he's the Universal Champion. And Foley, Jericho asks if Foley's Grand Quest, you know, like he's a genie in a stupid suit, like, I want a private plane, you know? So can we have an island? I know Rob's promoting that if he wins the presidency of CB Radio Party, he'll give us an island.
Hashtag vote Rob.
But, you know, Foley, you want to give us an island? That'd be cool. And then, because of all the treatment of Kevin Owens, Mick Foley has been put on.
You just made the list!
The list.
He has a sounder now.
I do have a sounder. So don't cross me, or...
You just made the list!
I'm permanently on the list.
Maybe. But I think that could be set in reverse, too. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to be on the list,
yeah,
might as well be both of us, because we both earned it.
Yeah, pretty much do. So, Stephanie had an idea. After watching No Mercy, they have an idea of what we can now do the triple threat. So, tonight in the main event, let's do Stephanie would make Jericho versus Rollins. And if Jericho wins, Jericho's in the match. Yay!
Yay!
Rollins really didn't care one way or the other. He just wanted to beat Jericho. And then, you know, Jericho teased putting Stephanie on the list. And they had a little backstage segment. Like, during the whole promo, he was like, he started to write her name, and she didn't want to be on the list, and he was like, I'll never put you on the list. And then he said, maybe I wrote your name, but I don't know how to spell Stephanie, and all that fun stuff. And then, you know, if you get in, you know what to do. And, you know. And then we had our main event. It was Jericho and Rollins. A good match. Owens came down halfway through, tried to help Jericho win. Didn't win, didn't help. Seth Rollins won with a perfectly executed small package because Dean taught him well.
Dean taught him very well.
Owens attacked Rollins after the match. Rollins avoided the pop powerbomb, went for his pedigree, blindsided by Jericho. Jericho would then eventually get hit with the pedigree from Rollins as Owens bailed out and left Jericho hanging again.
This is not going to end well.
No, it's really not. But we all know what it's building to. Kevin Owens making...
You just made the list!
The list.
Basically, yeah.
That's where we're going. It was a show. This tonight was a show.
It was better, I think, than last week for me. This was went a little bit faster.
No, last week went. Last week was so much better with the main event and everything. This had a lot of filler in its second hour.
Yeah, but to me it was a little bit better. But I'm weird.
You're weird like that. I thought last week was better. This was okay.
I mean, I'm going to be completely 100% honest. My focus is on SmackDown right now because Luke Harper.
And we'll talk about that Thursday.
That's right. We will be covering the news, the notes of the week. We will be talking about NXT. We will be giving you the fallout for No Mercy, including telling you what happened with Luke Harper because, spoiler alert, he's back. So it's Thursday. You don't want to miss it. 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on The Rack.
Check out The Rack Extra, Season 1, Episode 1, now available. Season 1, Episode 2 will be available Thursday afternoon. Saturday at midnight, this is CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual. This Saturday, the political ads for the CB Radio Party campaign. It's a thing. Go back and listen to the weirdest episode we've ever done right now at CBRadioLive.com. Facebook.com/CBRadioLive. Twitter.com/CBRadioLive. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. A non-pay-per-view edition of WrestleTalk Radio with Tim Stein, Heartbreak Mike, and the Omega.
Shocking.
They don't have a pay-per-view to preview. They don't have a pay-per-view to talk about. What in the world will they do?
It's an off week for them.
It is. WrestleTalkRadio.com to vote in the all-time greatest. We'll be back next Monday night. Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern at Wild Talk Radio on Facebook, or Twitter rather, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LensWard, LANSWRD. Go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LensWard, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack and right back here for the Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.